650 on this Thursday. This new Pew Research poll, I don't know if you saw it, but it looks at remarriage, which is now out of every 10 marriages, four of them are remarriages, and the dynamics can be completely different than the initial marriages. To talk about that, we're joined by Susan Winter. She is a relationship expert and also a best-selling author in books like Older Women, Younger Men, New Options for Love and Romance. Online, it's SusanWinter.net. Susan, great to have you here.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much. I really appreciate being able to comment on this subject.
Yeah, it's interesting because the report focuses mostly on the remarried men, because the real disparity is on the men's side, where they marry 20% of remarriages for men are with wives that are at least 10 years younger, 10 plus years younger. Is that a good age spread when you get that open?
Well, you know, actually, Mike, that surprises me. I think if you would go down the street and ask your neighbors, what percentage of middle-aged men who remarry do you think marry a younger woman, they might say 40 to 50%. So 20% actually seems rather meager to me. I think that's really interesting. So only 20% of men are marrying younger women.
Does that tend to work out, that dynamic where you go a decade plus?
Well, I've done two decades. That's my norm. It's never easy, but it can be very exciting. And I think, you know, if you think of the trajectory of who we are as we come into relationships, the most fertile time to meet singles would be in college. You'll never meet more single people that are available in college. And then you go to your first job, and of course there are still people that are setting themselves up for life. So you tend to make your first connection through commonality. Mm-hmm. We have similar values. We have similar goals. But think about your goals at 26 as opposed to 36 and 46. So as we refine who we are and what we want, oftentimes we move away from simply being a commonality-based, and we want some excitement and challenge. That's what age-varied relationships offer us.
Gotcha.
The younger partner offers fresh eyes, you know, excitement, adventure. So it works for both sides.
So in a sense, are you less likely to find someone appealing that's your age as you get older?
Well, for me personally, yes, because I know what I know, Mike. Uh-huh. I don't need to have somebody parrot what I know. I already know that. I'm interested in what I don't know. So when you have now males and females who are probably economically stable, we live in a very different world. Females are equal in many ways, financially and socioeconomically. Mm-hmm. Now we bring to the table other qualities. It's not, you know, we think of the relationships like 50 years ago, maybe with our parents. And so nowadays, there's a lot more latitude on what you want as you refine what is that perfect mate for you. And you may find that you choose an older or a younger partner to add to the template that you already have additional skills. If I'm a writer, maybe I want to merge with a visual guy, like a cinematographer. He would add skills that I don't have.
I'm talking to Susan Winter, a relationship expert. Find her online at SusanWinter.net and also a best-selling author. Now, the Pew Research poll looked at the women who were remarrying. A fairly small percentage were actually marrying men that were younger than them, significantly more, let's say, older still spouses, even on the remarriages. How do you make sense of that, then?
Well, you know, we are slowly learning that we also are able to do what men can do. And I think, you know, dealing with my website, I have one article that must have 150 women writing me. It's called Dating a Younger Man, 5 Things You Need to Know. The number one thing women say, I feel guilty, I don't know, should I? What will people think? Will I look old to him? You know, so we're, as women, still trying to gain our true empowerment and discover where, you know, we have our strengths. Oftentimes, we will knock ourselves out of a valid relationship simply because of sociological, you know, thought that has been inherited from another time period.
I mean, is there something immature, though, about younger men?
Say that again?
When you're dealing with younger men, are they immature in some ways? Do they seem childish in some ways?
Well, so I've said this before in interviews, but we're under the assumption that men do mature. I'm not sure that's really the case. Maybe they just get older. It is very individual. Out of if you put 20 young guys in front of me, not everybody would be right for me. Not just because he's younger, oh, I like younger. Mm-hmm. It would be what man resonates with me and understands me. So it's a very specific type of younger man who would want and admire and respect and choose an older woman. Not every guy. It's not right for every guy.
Is there, I mean, you're dealing with a guy in his 20s. Is he going to have a general kind of a 20s attitude, or do you don't even see age as an issue at all?
So I just turned 60 today, so 20 is off my list. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I would be exhausted. It's like when you have an older dog with a little young puppy. It's mm-hmm. exhausting. I couldn't do that anymore. I could at 40, not now. You know, everybody is different. We're assuming that every 20-year-old man is immature. There are always those exceptions. We're assuming that every 50-year-old woman is, you know, laboring to walk down the street and very rigid, and it's not that way. So now what we're finding in our own evolution of human consciousness is that people are merging toward other qualities. We've long left the time period where the men make the money and the women cook in the home and take care of the kids. We're now at a very different, fertile field of how do we find our mate and what qualities are we looking for.
So how much of it, though, is the physical, simply enjoying that someone that's younger and has that youth and appearance?
Well, look, young and pretty is always nice to look at. Everybody enjoys that. I mean, who doesn't look at beauty, whether it's a young woman or a young man? But in lasting, committed relationships, that's what I deal with. Mm-hmm. You have to have a real connection from person to person. You know, it's not just physically driven. A lot of people think it is, but that doesn't last. It's really nothing you can build a foundation on.
And do these relationships really, do they last? Obviously, you know, there's the end of life. That's when the relationship passed down. But, I mean, do they really kind of maintain a balance when there is a 15-year spread in age?
Oh, Mike, I've seen huge spreads. When I wrote my book, it came out in 2000, and the average age of the women who were older, they were together 12 years with their partner in a committed, either married or living together. The average age of the women was plus 16 years older than their mate. I met couples where the woman was 80 and her husband was 50. They'd been together, you know, some 25 years. You know, you find your partner, and sometimes they come in a package you don't expect. So I can't judge a guy in a sports car with a young gal by his side and think, a midlife crisis. Maybe he's just doing what I discovered.
Right.
Maybe he found the mate. Maybe they have love. Maybe it isn't. We don't know.
Although it seems like we'd seem almost like a more balanced thing than we'd see some men marrying, or more men maybe marrying women that are older than them on a remarriage if it was, you know, on the spiritual end, maybe.
Well, you're right, because, yeah. I mean, the Pew Research said that 6% of men who were remarried married a woman at least 6 years older than themselves. Now, that's not a large number, but this is their second shot. They've refined what they wanted in their first marriage. And 6% of the men decided, I like a woman 6 years older. That's amazing. You're not talking about, 18-year-old guys. You're talking about guys probably in their late 20s, early 30s, maybe even their 40s.
Yeah, these are remarriages. It's Susan Winter, a best-selling author, relationship expert. One of her books, Older Women, Younger Men, New Options for Love and Romance. The website, susanwinter.net. Susan, great to have you here. Thank you.
Mike, thank you. Wonderful topic. Great to talk to you about this.
Enjoyed it. And that's it for us. Good night.